Okay, welcome to Behind the Scenes at Wittering's Fitness. I'm Ben, this is Rory.
Hello.
And we're just going to talk to you a bit about what's been happening at Wittering's Fitness. And we're starting off with some community wins. So, biggest win of the last kind of few months.
And it's hard to identify one, isn't it? Because there have been so many. We've had people running marathons.
People getting married,
exactly. We've had great weight loss stories. We've seen people improving their MOT scores by 20-30% on last time.
Yep. So I think Mikey and Eloise has to take the headline.
Probably, yeah. Let's go on. Let's give them that.
So Mikey and Eloise obviously got married about a month ago now.
Yeah, we were there, weren't we?
We were there.
Lovely day.
Guitarin.
Special shout out to one of our other members, Phil Cook. Excellent speech. Well done.
Oh yeah, very good speech. You enjoyed that, didn't you?
I did.
We had the 90 Day Coaching World, which is now being renamed to the Wellbeing Quarterly, I think.
So memorable.
Quarterly check-in for your wellbeing. We'll figure out.
Yeah, something more succinct than that we'll come up with.
But basically, a really good session, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good.
Good engagement for everybody there.
I think we actually benefited from having a smaller group this time.
Yeah.
It had more of a personal feel.
Yeah.
There was almost a bit of a survival of the mentally fittest. In that we went from a large group to a smaller group, but the people who were here the second time around, there was a clear connection, wasn't there, between people who showed up on that second quarterly wellbeing review and actual in the gym, outside of the gym progress.
Yeah, 100%.
Like those people with the mindset to come to that second session or with the growth mindset to come there and get more from it or as much as they could from us.
Yeah.
Are the people making the greatest strength gains, conditioning gains, losing the most weight, battling diseases and other conditions and issues in their life with the most resilience?
Yeah, definitely. And these are opportunities for you guys to get as much from us as possible. So please do come to these events. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's basically a quarterly review for your health and well-being. That is the best way. You think about a quarterly review for your business, well, this is for your health. Why don't we do it for our health? We should do it for our health. And every time you come, every time you get, you're going to get better and better at it. And I think next time we're going to split the groups, aren't we? We're going to have a beginner, first time you've ever been there group.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have, if you've been before, let's take it to the next level.
Well, because you introduced that great new introductory piece, didn't you, this time? Which is an excellent way for kind of beginners or people who haven't looked at journaling or mindset, or even asked themselves difficult questions maybe in the past, to kind of start. And then people who have already been through that will then move on to the to the next level next time around. But
I think I recognized the first time that we did it, asking some of those questions was quite uncomfortable for a few people.
Mm.
So that's why we did this exercise, was just to frame it so you kind of get why we're asking these questions,
and
how important they can be, because you kind of understand what it's like when you frame it in to a different person, which is what we did.
Yeah, I think if I can just add one little explainer there, if anyone's watching this and you're thinking, hold on, they're telling me it's a quarterly review for my health, yet I'm being asked uncomfortable questions, how the hell are those two things related? Right. There's a phrase that I love, which is, we live the stories we tell the stories we live. And if we think about that in a health context, your health is a byproduct to a great deal of the stories you tell yourself. So if we don't start with that kind of mindset towards our health, towards our fitness, how we think about our bodies, perceive our health relative to others or our past, then there's only so much progress you can ever make in here or at home in the kitchen.
100%. So that was good. So next one won't be for another 90 days, but take a look on Glowfox for whenever that is, and make sure you come along because it is really good. And what other gym does that? I mean, come on.
No, I spoke to somebody today and he said to me, you're not just a gym. You never leave anybody behind in a workout or outside of the gym, and that this is his safe space. He forgets all his stresses, his worries, his concerns while he's here for an hour, and all of that extra stuff, like the 90-day world, soon to be renamed, is like nothing that anybody else does.
Yeah. Let's mention Charlie and Tim, who did the Brighton Marathon.
Marathon men.
Did it in a Ironman suit, I believe.
He did.
Very good.
Yeah.
Corporate Challenge, which was the run around Chichester. We had a team.
Yeah.
Two people do that. Rachel, Ivan, Luce.
Charlie again.
Charlie.
Special, Charlie. Special shout out to Luce, actually, because she was the most consistent attender.
Me.
Or Rachel as well, Rachel and Luce.
You did it.
We did it. I only did one though, didn't I? But Luce was there for every single one. So brilliant work, Luce. Well done.
Yeah, really good. No, she wasn't. She missed one.
All right. Well, two out of three. Sorry, still good, Luce.
podcast. We've done quite a few good podcasts. One particularly, you know, good one with Jeanette. Jeanette, you did really well. You've done so well, really. I think probably the most progress we've seen in a member, I would say.
Yeah, I think rather than me try to recount it, just go away and listen to her podcast.
Yeah,
it is great.
We'll put it below so you can see it. But she talked a lot about how she's journaled a lot. She's increased her energy. It's helped her deal with some of the symptoms of menopause. And talking of menopause, we are due to release or have released a support group for menopause. So that is both online and for new members who are coming in, we're sort of focusing on the menopause of them. So keep an eye out for that. Or if you know anybody with menopause who's struggling, this is the place where they can get a lot of help, because that's what we're going for at the moment. And it's having a great effect.
Yeah, it just reminded me actually thinking about female hormones. Ellie, Coach Ellie's also been doing a lot of great research into how where you are on your menstrual cycle is going to affect energy levels, what sort of energy systems you should be training in the gym. And so we're thinking going forward, again, another nice adaptation that sets us apart from other gyms is how do we introduce that? How do we get that into our programming? Mm. So that's something that's coming
cool
in future months.
Talking of Ellie, she's been doing something pretty cool.
Yeah, so Ellie is she's heading up our schools program.
Youth outreach leader.
Youth outreach leader.
I like making up names.
Stuff. Yeah. she's the 90-day wellbeing youth outreach leader. No, so Ellie's doing youth outreach. West Whit Primary School starts week after next, so that's week commencing the 24th. She's going there and she's running a session on Tuesdays starting at 3:15, so it's immediately after school, so the kids come home and you don't have to bring them back again. They stay in school, do that there. But it's not just an after school club, because via Microsoft Teams, which is the software they use at West Whit to communicate with all the parents, we're delivering online health, well-being, advice, expertise, quizzes, stuff for the kids to engage with their health and well-being and their fitness and learn more and hopefully start working on that outside of school as well as in school, and the parents will probably learn something as well. And then next week commencing the 17th of April, we've got Chichester Free School coming here Wednesday evening, 4 p.m. So they're bringing a group of students here. Again, there's online learning with that, because there are older kids, secondary school kids. We can train them here in the gym, so they're going to come here for that experience as well. So if your kids are at West Whit Primary or Chichester Free School, you can sign them up for both of those things with Witterings Fitness Now.
And the point of doing this is we know that if we can help these kids create these habits before they kind of reach a more mature age, like many of our members, you're 50 odd years old, you've had 50 years of bad habits. If you can create those habits at a young age, the chances of you maintaining them for the rest of your life are much greater. So that's kind of our motivation and Ellie's major motivation to do that, because
do the Chinese proverb about planting a tree.
Yeah, it's about planting, the old 20 years. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and this is there 20 years ago. Second best time is now, if you're thinking about getting started now. So, that's what it's all about. So it's really good stuff. Welcome to new members. We have around 156 new, well, total members now, which is amazing. I'm not going to mention everybody who's joined recently, but would like to mention a few. Sue Pierce, welcome back. And Al
Massingham. Yeah.
Welcome back. It's nice to see some members who have come back and maybe they've gone away, experienced something else that, and they realise that it's not really working. That's why they were here and they needed the coaching. And it's the, I just want to say well done for having the confidence really to come back and the humility, because I can imagine that that's quite a hard thing to do.
Mm.
So yeah, and if you know, everyone's welcome back. If you want to be back here, you can. So we're not going to say no. Yeah. You've lost your chance, sort of thing. So
I think, and I don't think either of them will mind me saying this, but even though they're the things that they've experienced in their personal lives between their first time at Whitfit last summer and then again now, even though they're very, very different, different challenges, tough for both of them, the what they have in common is they both went away feeling like they had some sort of foundation that they could maintain by themselves. Mm. And then some serious shit came down the line for them and they couldn't do it by themselves. They couldn't find the kind of the motivation or the expertise or just the, you know, the time, the place, and to know that you're going to be looked after and pushed to your kind of appropriate level. And so they're back for that.
Yeah, and I don't think that's not a reflection on them. Like, I'm the same. Like, I need the community. I need a coach. I have a coach. I have about three coaches. You know, we all need that community, and that's what it's all about. Yeah. It's important.
Absolutely.
We raised £800 for diabetes charity, 40-day no sugar challenge. So well done to everybody who did that. I think it's quite interesting. As soon as things are a challenge, people are a lot more engaged on it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a challenge, I'm doing it. So
yeah.
So more challenges to come, because it seems to work well for
time. People like time limited things, don't they?
Yeah. And then we have quite a big announcement, actually. Up Level. Should be getting a letter. Got the letter there, haven't we? So all of you should be getting a letter quite soon about Up Level. Up Level, we kind of realise. So Rory and I often sit around and go, wouldn't it be great if we could do this for the members? Wouldn't it be great if we could do that? And that is basically, we feel like we're at a stage now, we've got some members who want to do that. It's going to take time from us, so we've only got 10 spots for it. But it is basically a level up from the general thing we do for you as a group. This is a bit more personalised. There's blood tests, there's genetic tests.
Yeah.
There's mindset coaching. What else have we got?
Well, you've mentioned it there, but if I go into a little bit more detail, so we're looking at two different things. We're looking both at the kind of physiological and the psychological. If that sounds heavy, just bear with me for a second. So on the physiological side, or on the bodily side, the health side, we're starting with an epigenetic test. So this test is showing you the likelihood of contracting certain diseases, not the 100% definite potential for them, but the maybe the likelihood that you have that's greater than the average member of the population. So then what we can do from there, through a consultation with a private doctor and support and ongoing coaching from us, we can mitigate all the nutritional lifestyle risks that might cause that disease to happen unchecked.
Right,
so we've got that.
And we're teaming up with a doctor.
Yes.
Yeah, quite
absolutely.
Highly you know, skilled doctor to deliver that for you as well.
Indeed. So this is your, as good as Ben and I are at things, we're not medical professionals. So on that side of things, for the genetic testing and for the blood test that we're going to run, which is a kind of snapshot of your health in month one, and then we're going to run that again in month three, and hopefully you're going to see a massive improvement with the support of the private medical team and with us. You're going to get those blood tests, you're going to get those genetic markers done. So that's the kind of physiological side. And then the psychological side is weekly masterminds as a group, working on that 90-day world material, but taking it deeper, expanding that in breadth and depth, and really getting into the long grass on that stuff. So if you love asking questions of yourself, if you're naturally inquisitive, why do I think the way I do? How's that affecting my life? Then you'll love that. And then even more, you're going to get time with us on a one-to-one basis to personalize this process for you. to work through exactly what you need to work through, and it's going to be different for everybody.
That's good. So there's 10 spots, like I said. Obviously, there's there's money to pay for all the tests and things that you need, so there is a little bit of investment for that. But once you've done the genetic test once, that's it. You've done it and you've got it for the rest of your life. The blood tests are snapshots in time. So if you wanted to do those again later, you'd have to. But
there's an extensive cost to doing this.
Yeah.
This is, and if you are interested and you want to talk to either one of us about it, there's no sales process here. In fact, I'm going to discourage you. Yeah. Because I want you to jump and go, no, I'm really interested in that. I really want this. I really want the other thing, because then you're a prime candidate. The last thing we want is for you to spend money and not see a return on investment.
100%. We want you to, we need people who are going to go for this, and it will be a game changer. What else have we had? We've had MOT. We've got your results. We're going to have these in the gym now. So you've got your results. So this is about, how do we personalize the whole thing a bit more for you? You have notes on here, so get to know where you are. We're going to put this on the wall somewhere. Get to know where you are on the list. And if you did your MOT properly, then you will have recommendations for your next phase of training, which is strength training. You're going to be doing 5 to 8 reps. So that's the thing that changes in the strength part. And obviously, everybody needs strength training is not about getting massive. Strength training is about getting stronger. Okay, so tone. Yes, but you need that. Everybody needs to get stronger, of all ages, all genders. So you now know what kind of weight that you should be looking to hit. And if you can do that and you can trust the process for the next 12 weeks, then when you come to the next MOT, your results should be better. And then we'll be able to work it out again for you, and maybe even get a comparison. Our goal is to basically give you a report with your results and where you need to improve. That's ultimately where we want to get to, but that's proving more complicated than we anticipated, but we'll get there.
If you use this tool, it's really going to enhance your training and therefore your results and what you achieve. Because rather than guessing what you should be doing, no workout is ever wasted, is it? But some are more productive than others. And if you use that tool, you will have the most productive session you possibly can. You'll be working to a level that you should be working to make progress in that session, rather than 10% plus minus, not really knowing whether you're pushing hard enough or pushing too hard. So really use that tool. Like
sometimes I'll come in and not get the right stimulus of the weights that I'm using. So this is good for me as well.
Ben's gonna use it. It's good.
It must be good. Little bit of a mention, let's talk about the training versus competition. So a lot of people, or training versus testing. So MOT weeks, 1 week we want to test you. You can push hard on that week. During training, some of you guys are thrashing yourselves during training when you should be kind of training, not absolutely on your back at the end of each session. Some people are the opposite end of the spectrum and you're kind of not really training hard enough. You're not really digging deep enough. So what's the answer to that? It's the heart rate monitors. It's Morpheus. Morpheus is a heart rate system and you benefited a lot from it. I benefited a lot from it. It's about getting the right stimulus during your exercise so that you're training in the right zone. You can look at the screen, and we can see it as well. We know if you're overdoing it, and if you're overdoing it over time, you'll get ill and you'll probably get injured. And if you're underdoing it over time, you're just not getting the most out of your exercise.
So, yeah, absolutely. I think all this sort of wearable tech, anything smart that's tracking, whether it's sleep or steps or anything else, is great. But that heart rate variability piece that Morpheus has and the accuracy of it, because you're wearing the chest strap as opposed to something that's around your wrist on a watch, which is less accurate. And also the fact that you do your daily recovery score with another of their pieces of kit, that sort of combination is valuable, because you know if you've had a bad night's sleep, you don't really need a watch to tell you that. You know if you've been sedentary, you don't really need a watch to tell you that. But with training, it's very hard to know where your heart rate variability is and therefore how well recovered you are. And as Ben said, you might not be giving enough. you might not be getting out of the recovery zone into conditioning and wondering why you haven't made progress. And similarly, you could be overtraining.
We'll stick a video below because we've got a few more bits to get through before the rest of the guys come in. But we've got a video on Morpheus and what it is. So we'll stick that below.
Cool.
What's coming up? We've got gut cleanse. Want to quickly mention
gut cleanse? Yeah, gut cleanse. I could see my man Mikey on the other side of the camera. He did the discovery call for that today. That starts Monday. Unfortunately, you've run out of time for Monday unless you're watching this within minutes of publication. If you are, you can still get your supplements Monday morning and join. But we've got another one in June. So there's another one around the corner. Don't worry about that. We've got Hyrox as well. 2 weeks Monday. We've got a team of guys from here competing there.
You can get spectators tickets.
You can.
Ellie is training on the 30th. Is she doing it on her own?
Ellie's racing amongst thousands of people, but as the only whip fitter on Sunday, I'll be cheering her on. Come and stand next to me and we'll cheer Ellie on. And then the boys, Roger, Dave and I, are racing on Monday. If you want to see Roger, Dave and I without our shirt on, it's only going to cost you £15. Bargain. What have we got
three
left?
Three Peaks Challenge, 23rd of June. I think there's... Oh, no, it's been taken.
We're done.
That's
we're
it.
Full.
Closed. No more places remaining.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's nothing you can do about it. It's coming up.
You could sponsor us.
Yeah, sponsor
all us. The money's going to Prostate Cancer UK, ring fence to be spent in West Sussex, so it's going to have a local impact.
Right. Cool. And then final thing is referral week. Bring a friend. Bring a friend who you actually want to refer. Please don't just bring your daughter for a jolly or son or whatever. We were trying to find some more members. If they're menopause related, that would be great because a lot of people are nervous about coming along. If you know somebody who might benefit from joining WhitFit, those are the kind of people Bring a Friend Week is for, or Referral Week, as we've renamed it.
Anyway, cool.
That's it.
That's it.
Great. Cheers, guys. See you later.
Over and out.